Good morning.
早晨.
Let us just bow our heads and pray that the spirit of wisdom may be upon us as we ponder the word of God.
我们一起祷告, 求神的智慧与我们同在。
The gospel that I will read and reflect upon with you today is the story of the road to Emmaus.
今天我和大家分享的经文是讲在以马忤斯的路上一件事件的。
It's one of the most beautiful and meaningful Easter stories for us both as individuals and as a Christian community.
这个故事对我们基督徒来说，特别在复活节这段时期来说，是一个很有意思的故事来的。So
this scripture passage helps us to move from the cross to the resurrected Christ.
因为这个片段就是由基督在十架上的死，带到基督复活了。You
sang today to let your hearts be open. May your hearts burn within you as we read this scripture.
正如我们唱歌都祈求主，我们的心能够打开，以致有神能够对我们讲说话。
So as we reflect together on this passage, I suggest that you gaze upon this picture. It's called an icon.
特别当我们看这段经文的时候，我就特别给一个书签你们的，是不是？是一个幅图画，你试试看一下那幅图画。
An icon is a sacred picture that depicts one of the mysteries of our faith.
这幅图画是将经文的内容画出来的。
And it's usually based upon the prayers of a holy person who paints the picture after their meditation and prayer on the scripture.
那个画家就是当他看完这篇经文之后，想起故事，他祷告完有了领受，他将他所得着的画出来。So
today, we ponder the mystery of the appearance of the risen Jesus to the apostles on the road to Emmaus.
所以今天我们特别去留意一下，当主复活了之后，那个面容是怎样的呢？在以马斯路的时候是一回什么事呢？
When you pray with an icon, you are invited to enter into the picture, to be there on the road as the apostles are grieving the loss of Jesus.
所以当你用一个图画去帮你明白经文和经文的深处的时候，你是用一个祷告的心。 去将自己摆落去个图画嗰度睇住个经文，到底当时喺嗰条路上面发生咗啲咩事咧？当时啲门徒正因为主耶稣系死咗十架上而伤心，咁又发生咗啲咩嘢咧
？The Gospel according to Luke，
经文咧就喺路加福音里边记载咗嘅。That
very day, the first day of the week, two of Jesus' disciples were going to a village 7 miles from Jerusalem, called Emmaus, and they were conversing about all the things that had occurred.
喺廿四章十三节嗰度话，正当嗰日那日，门徒中咧有两个人就住喺个村，就去一个村嗰度啦。嗰条村咧叫做以马忤斯，离开耶路撒冷有25里14节。他们彼此谈论所见过嘅一切嘅事。
And it happened while they were conversing and debating, Jesus himself drew near and walked with them, but their eyes were prevented from recognizing him.
你留意到，当他们互相就刚倾紧这个问题的时候，是耶稣亲自亲近他们，与他们同行。只不过他们的眼睛迷糊，不认得他。
And Jesus asked them, What are you discussing as you walk along the way?
17节，耶稣就问他们了，你们走路彼此谈论的是什么事呢？
They stopped, looking downcast, and one of them, named Cleophas, said to Jesus in reply, Are you the only visitor in Jerusalem who does not know of the things that have taken place these days?
他们站着，脸上带着愁容。二人中有一个名叫格南巴的回答说，你在耶路撒冷作客，还不知道这几天里所发生的事吗？
And he replied to them, what sort of things?
耶稣就答他们，什么事呢？
And they said to him, the things that happened to Jesus, the Nazarene, who was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and rulers both handed him over to sentence him to death and crucifixion.
他们就告诉他，就是那个拿撒勒人耶稣的事，他是一个先知，在神和众百姓的面前讲了很多的说话，做了很多有能的事，祭司长和长官就将他定了死罪，钉在十字架上面。
But we were hoping that he would be the one to redeem Israel. And besides all this, it is now the third day since this took place.
咁佢哋就话：我哋其实向来都喺度盼望呢个救赎以色列嘅人就系佢。唔单止系咁，而且呢啲事会成就嘅，而家已经系第三日啦。
Some women from our group, however, have astounded us.They were at the tomb early in the morning, and they did not find his body. They came back and reported that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who announced that he was alive.
而且呢，我们中间有几个妇女，她们呢都很惊奇，她们一早去到坟墓的时候就发现不见了耶稣的身体，就回来告诉我们听，说看见天使向我们显现，说主耶稣已经复活了。
And then some of those went with us to the tomb and found things just as the women had described, but they did not see us.
第四节，咁我哋几个人听到咁讲咧，就即刻亦都走去坟墓嗰度睇下啦，就发觉嗰啲妇女所讲嘅嘢都系一样，只不过咧仍然都系揾唔到耶稣。
And he said to them, "Oh, how foolish you are! How slow of heart to believe all that the prophets."
耶稣就对他们说，无知的人啊，先知所说的一切话，你们的心信得太迟钝了。
Was it not necessary that Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?
基督这样受害，又进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的吗？
Then beginning with Moses and all the prophets,He interpreted to them what referred to him in the scriptures.
于是从摩西和众先知起，凡经上所指着自己的话，都给他们讲解明白了。
As they approached the village to which they were going, he gave the impression that he was going on further. But they urged him, "Stay with us, for it is nearly evening and the day is almost over." So he went.In to stay with them.
将近他们所去的村子，耶稣好像要往前行，他们却留住他，说：时候晚了，日头已经平西了，请你同我们住下吧。耶稣就进去与他们住下。
And it happened that while he was with them at table, he took bread and said the blessing.Broke it and gave it to them. With that, their eyes were opened and they recognized him, but he vanished from their sight.
做了坐席的时候，耶稣拿起饼来祝谢了，擘开递给他们，他们的眼睛明亮了，这才认出他来。忽然耶稣不见了。
Then they said to each other,Were not our hearts burning within us while he spoke to us on the way and opened the scriptures to us?
咁佢哋彼此话，在路上 他和我们说话，给我们讲解圣经的时候，我们的心岂不是火热的吗？
So they set out at once and returned to Jerusalem, where they found gathered together the 11 and those with them who were saying, The Lord has truly been risen and has appeared to Simon.
他们就立时起身回耶路撒冷去，正遇见十一个门徒和他同人聚在一处，说：主果然复活，已经显现给西门看了。两个人就把路上所遇见和擘饼的事都给他们讲出来。
Then the two recounted what had taken place on the way, and how he was made known to them in the breaking of the bread.
当他们擘饼的时候，怎样认得出耶稣的事，他们都讲了给人听。
And this is the gospel of the Lord.
这个就是神所记录低的福音。
As you gazed at the icon, you may have noticed the familiar story.
当你现在看完故事，再看回那个图画的时候，你会留意到那个故事的内容了。
It is about two disciples. One is named and one is unnamed.
这里讲着两个门徒，一个又有个饼给他，一个就没讲到是谁来的。
The name that is given to one was Cleophas.
一个就叫做本尼流啦。
These two encounter a mysterious stranger on the way to Emmaus.
这两个门徒呢，在他去认识的路上面呢，就遇见一些很奇妙的事情。
They left Jerusalem.
他们离开耶路撒冷。
And with hearts discouraged.
当时心里面是很沉重的。
They had lost someone in whom they had put all their hope.
因为他们将他们所有的盼望都放在一个人身上，现在那个人不在了。
And they only recognized this stranger as Jesus when they broke bread together at the evening meal.
直到吃晚饭的时候，耶稣擘饼咧，佢先突然间认得出呢个陌生人原来就系耶稣。
The key figure in this picture is the person of Jesus, just resurrected from the dead.
咁而呢幅图画当中嘅主角就系耶稣，啱啱复活咗嘅耶稣。
This may be a very familiar picture to you because of your reading of the scriptures.
这段经文可能你都会很熟悉的了。
But this particular icon portrays the unknown disciple as a woman.
但你留意到这幅图画里面将两个见到耶稣的门徒，其中有一个那个画家将它表达成是一个女士来的。
And this may be very different from what you originally imagined.
我想我们很多时候看圣经，看一段经文的时候，都没想到其中一个门徒会是一个女性来的。
Icons are said to paint the truth of a mystery, a story of our faith.
所以一幅祷告之后画出来的图画，讲圣经里面的故事的图画，其实是想表达这个故事的内容给我们知道。
I'd like to use the scriptures to address how it may be true that there is a woman on the road to Emmaus.
我们试试再细心地看看经文，为什么画家会想起可能会是其中一个会是女士呢？
In today's gospel, there is an excellent scriptural evidence for identifying the unnamed disciple as a woman.
现在很多人研究圣经，很多时候都很想在圣经里找一些没有说名字是谁的，他们都想查一下到底那个是谁来的呢。
The hint is that the man's name was Cleophas.
那个提示在哪里呢？原来就是留意到个男仔的名字叫做格留巴。
In the Gospels, we hear that Mary,The other Mary she was called to distinguish her from Mary, the mother of Jesus, and Mary Magdalene was also at the foot of the cross.
在圣经的记载里面，当耶稣被钉十字架，在他十字架下面有三个 瑪利亞嘅，一個就係瑪利亞佢媽媽啦，一個就係馬抹地拉嘅瑪利亞，一個瑪利亞咧係冇特別講係邊個瑪利亞嘅。
So the Mary at the foot of the cross is named in the Gospel of John as the wife of Cleophas.
而喺約翰福音嗰度咧，就會講咗咧，另外嗰個女士嗰、那個瑪利咧，就係、是、佢就係、是、一個格留巴嘅太太。
So the wife of Cleophas and Cleophas were both at the crucifixion. They both were disappointed in the death of their friend.
所以從四福音加埋一齊睇嘅時候，我哋知道咧，格留巴同埋佢太太咧，其實當時係睇住耶穌被釘十架嘅。
So is it not likely that the companion of Cleophas, who was returning home after his hopes were dashed, was his wife?
所以好自然咧，當耶穌死咗啦，咁佢哋翻屋企嘅時候，梗係丈夫同埋太太一齊就翻鄉下啦。
And so, as we continue to ponder the mystery of the icon, I would like to speak a little bit about the use of icons for prayer.
所以今日咧，想特別同你介紹咧，點樣去用一幅禱告出嚟畫出嚟嘅聖經嘅故事嘅圖畫嚟去做我哋嘅禱告咧。
The practice in the East is that people pray with icons.
因為喺東方嘅東正教咧，佢哋係好習慣咧，用一啲咁嘅圖畫咧去做佢嘅禱告嘅。
It's as if they read them the way we read a scripture.
因為嗰幅圖畫咧已經將聖經嘅內容咧係表達咗出嚟嘅。
And as they ponder the picture, they enter into the mystery of faith of Jesus and his disciples.
所以就咁睇住一幅圖畫咧，佢哋會諗翻曬嗰啲故事嘅情節咧，咁以致佢哋能夠進入到個故事當中。
This particular image is a very rare image of the road to Emmaus. There are not many icons made of this story.
所以呢個故事畫出嚟嘅畫咧，其實呢幅咧係好罕有嘅，因為唔係好多人咧畫咗呢幅畫出嚟嘅。
The original icon, which is much clearer than we have either on our small holy picture or on the PowerPoint, was painted by Sister Marie Paul, a Benedictine nun.
这幅图画是由一个修女是画出来的。
She lives at the summit of the Mount of Olives,overlooking the Temple Mount in the heart of ancient Jerusalem.
他当时是住在耶路撒冷，而他住的地方呢，是对着这个橄榄山的。
She is now 80 years of age.
今年他已经是80岁了。
She was born in Egypt of Palestinian and Italian descent.
他本身在埃及出世，他是这个巴勒斯坦人。
She is the most famous painter of icons in her monastery and follows faithfully the ancient patterns of color.
在她的修院来讲，她是一个很出名的画家，而她专门画一些在圣经里面的故事的，她们叫做 icon 的。
So she painted this icon, which was the fruit of her prayer and created in the experience of reverence and love.
所以當他用這個經文來禱告之後，他就有這幅圖畫 的表達了，也是他出於一個敬畏的心，他將這個故事表達出來的。
I don't know Chinese. Anyway, her icons are very famous both throughout the world and in individual collections in the East primarily.
所以今日嚟講咧，佢係一個好出名，即係當代嚟講咧，一個好出名畫呢類畫嘅畫家嚟嘅，好多人都會搜集佢所畫嘅作品。
You will notice that in this icon there are two scenes.
你留意到喺幅圖畫裏邊咧係有兩個片段嘅。
We have the two apostles walking along amid the mountains.
一邊咧就係有兩個門徒同耶穌一齊行咧，當時喺個山路上邊。
And under these same mountains of Jerusalem, We see the evening table in which they are seated at the, on the other side of the icon.
另外一邊的圖畫呢，就是說呢，他們現在在耶路撒冷的山腳那裡，在個家裡面坐在吃晚餐了。
You notice that most of the color is yellow.
你留意到啲顏色係用好重嘅黃色去表達嘅。
And there are probably even specks of gold leaf in the midst of the paint, the original painting.
喺原本嗰個幅畫度咧，係有少少金嘅葉嘅。
All this is symbolic of the divine light of God's revelation as the natural light.Shines on the icon.
So, 当阳光去照落去呢啲咁嘅金粉啊，或者嗰幅画嗰阵时候咧，其实系一个代表咧，代表系神嗰个神圣啊。
You may need a magnifying glass when you go home to read the top writing.
一幅画好细啊，所以你嗰啲字咧好细，你睇唔到，你可能要用放大镜先睇到。
But it says it's an unusual interpretation of Luke.
这个是他对路加福音这段经文的他自己一个意会。
Were not our hearts gradually catching fire as he spoke to us on the road?
他就是想说话，岂不是当他在路上跟我们讲话的时候呢，我们的心里面越来越火热吗？
So as you ponder this picture, as you gaze upon the mystery of the resurrection,As you read your scriptures, notice the beat of your heart or the fire in your experience of the risen Christ.
所以试下你用心嘅去读经文，睇住呢个图画，越睇嘅时候，你会唔会觉得你嘅心，你留意下，会唔会有一种火热，同埋越嚟越火热嘅感觉呢？
I am giving you this picture so that you can continue at home this week to pray and meditate.On the mystery of the Emmaus Road.
我俾你幅图画咧，就是、希望你翻到屋企之后，嚟紧呢个礼拜，你都可以继续嘅去睇下，去祷告啊，感受下，睇下你嘅心里边有啲咩变化。
But let's notice some other symbols in the icon.
嗱、啊，你留意下图画里边有另外一啲嘅表达。
Usually we see Jesus in pictures, and he is dressed in what color?
你留意到耶稣个衫系用咩颜色嚟表达咧？
Usually, what color? Someone.
通常你見到睇第啲嘅圖畫咧，耶穌嗰啲衫咧係咩色嘅
？Usually, it's white. Yes.
通常係白色嘅。
But here, he is dressed in ancient Greek robes, a tunic of red.
但係呢度咧，佢就著咗啲古代呢個希臘嘅人咧著嘅衫係紅色嘅。
This is symbolic of his humanity and also.The blood he sacrificed for us.
是专登的，是以表住他是作为人来到世上，他的血为我们流了。
And then his robe is covered with dark blue, symbolic of the heavenly mystery of his divinity.
而他红色的内衣呢，是外面有个外袍是蓝色的，这个深蓝色呢，也都是一个预表呢，就是说他在天上面的神的身份啊。
So just by praying with this icon, you know the deep humanity and divinity of Jesus.
所以只是看着他的衣服，你就看到耶稣的人性和他的神性是结合在一起。
On his right sleeve is a band mixed of red and gold threads.
在他的手臂那里，你留意到有一条金色的线这样好像。
Not very easy to see in this picture.
因为幅细啲，你好似冇咁详细睇得到
You might look it up on the internet at home.
或者你可以上网咧，其实都有呢幅图画喺度嘅。
But these red and gold threads are an ancient symbol of the royalty, and therefore they signified Christ's role as the King of the universe.
呢种金线、金红线咧，喺古代嚟讲咧，系代表咗王者嘅身份。所以變咗喺耶穌嘅人嘅衫上面咧，亦都係一個王嚟嘅。
Jesus' head is surrounded by a golden halo。
耶穌嘅頭有個金圈。
And it is inscribed with Greek letters。
金圈上面其实是有些希腊的字刻在那里。
And the Greek letters mean, who am? The name of God used when God addressed Moses in Exodus. Who am?
那句说话就是当在出埃及记神和摩西说我就是我那句说话了。
I am who am.
我就是我。
The halo is used to dignify the sanctity, and only Jesus has the cross on his halo.
而且那个金圈当中还有个十字架添的。
So we enter into the mystery of the humanity and divinity of Christ, the royal priesthood and kingship of Christ.The recognition that Christ is from the beginning of time in scriptures when God said, I am who am.
所以当你将所有的集合在一起的时候，望着图画，其实你已经知道了耶稣的身份，他是人，亦都是神，而他是永有的，亦都是开始已经有的了。那这个是神的特性来的。
You will notice also there is a scroll in the hand of Jesus.
在另外一隻手呢，留意到耶稣是拿着一卷的书。
So that would be a symbol to the people who were pondering this scripture that Jesus was teaching, I mean pondering this picture, that Jesus was teaching the scroll in his hand.
所以手拿着书卷就是象征着耶稣是来教导的。
In the second side, Jesus is breaking bread, and he shares it with his friends.
留意到另外一边的图画呢，就是耶稣去擘饼了，去跟他的朋友去分享。
So Jesus shares the scripture and shares the bread.
耶稣跟他们分享圣经，耶稣也跟他们分享个饼。
And so for you today, you are here.Hearing the scriptures just as if Jesus were speaking to you, you are soon going to be partaking in communion, the breaking of the bread, just as Jesus is present in the mystery of the resurrected Emmaus story.
今日你喺同一个嘅情况，你哋嚟到去听神嘅说话，亦都一阵间我哋会守圣餐，亦都会去经历去领受主擘开嘅饼，同我哋一起分享。
And just like us, sometimes we're blind. We don't hear the scripture. We don't notice Jesus present.
我哋都好似门徒，我相信我哋都经历过。有阵时我哋真系好似盲目，好似睇唔到、听唔到咁样。
But Jesus drew them. He stayed with them until their eyes were opened.
但系留意到耶稣系愿意系同我哋同在，直到佢哋嘅眼能够被打开。
And so it is with us. Sometimes we feel lost.
所以有阵时我哋觉得我哋好似好迷失咁样样。
Sometimes we are full of disappointment and even grief.
有阵时好失望，甚至有阵时好难过。
At times like this, it's hard for us to pray.
当你好唔开心嘅时候，你发觉你冇心机去祷告。
It's hard for us to know.That the person of Jesus is as available to us as he was available to the couple on the road to Emmaus.
当你冇心机嘅时候，你就连耶稣都唔想去谂起，而好似啲门徒当日咁样样。
But they continued on the road. They continued to their baby in Emmaus.
但喺呢两个门徒开心到，佢仍然喺个路上边，佢哋继续喺度去行紧。
And even in the midst of their disappointment and grief, they offered hospitality.
就算佢哋几唔开心都好，佢哋仍然都会去招呼一啲陌生嘅人。
They invited the stranger to stay and eat with them.
佢哋仍然愿意开放佢哋屋家，去请一个人嚟同佢哋一齐嘅食饭。
And in this act of hope.And hospitality, they recognized the presence of Jesus, whom they loved and thought they had lost.
所以无论佢哋几咁唔开心、几冇心情，佢哋仍然都做佢哋知道未善嘅事。就喺个当中，佢哋眼被打开咗啦。
So the mystery of the resurrection calls us to two aspects of our faith.
所以神这个复活这个的异象。
Firstly, we are invited to continue to ponder the scriptures and try to understand what Jesus is doing with us in our daily life.
就是提我们，我们要继续的去明一些我们明不到的东西，而我们继续的去过我们今天的生活的时候，是按着神的心意去生活。
And secondly,We are called into being in relationship with this Jesus to know that he wishes to be with us and wishes to share life and love with us.
而同时间亦都提醒我们，其实耶稣从来没有离开过我们，他很想我们同他同在，而他不断地去在我们身边去跟我们讲话，去邀请我们。
It is my hope that this small icon will continue to help you to understand the scripture of the Emmaus Road.
我希望这幅图画会继续帮你去明白这段经文的深处。
And not only understanding the scripture, but entering into the relationship with Jesus offers us in believing that he is with us as the living, loving, risen Christ.
不单止头脑上面明白，而我希望你能够透过这些经文，透过一幅图画，去帮你去尽心你同主的关系，帮你去记住主是很乐意同你做一个好的朋友。
He wishes to be as close to us as he was to the disciples on the road to Emmaus.
好像当日在现马斯路那样，他一样那么想亲近你，同你一起行走你人生的道路。
Through this relationship with Jesus, we are called in faith to ask him to help us in our present day.
由于我们跟耶稣可以有一份的关系，我们就有盼望可以求他教我们怎样走我们今天的路。
We are reminded that he wants to know what we are thinking about, what we are pondering, what is going on in our hearts as we walk along the road of life.
当我人生的路上行紧的时候，这个故事告诉我们，其实耶稣都很想知道你现在在想什么，或者你会继续去问到底耶稣所说的话是什么意思呢？
He is interested in our sorrows, in our losses, in our loves, in our trials and ponderings.
其实我们心里面的心路历程，耶稣是很想跟我们去分享分享，很想去明白我们。
So we are called to meditateOn the presence of the risen Christ as he walks with us in the journey of our lives.
所以我们在人生的路上的时候，神呼召我们去常常默想他与我们同行。
We deepen this experience, this awareness in our belief in the risen Christ through prayer, with the scriptures, and in the breaking of the bread that we share in community.
所以透过我们不断地去多读圣经，多去祷告，多些去参与在神的圣餐里面跟会众一起，我们继续地去进心我们和主耶稣的关系。
In this way, we practice the virtue of hope in God and hospitality with others as we continue our Christian journey of life and love.
在人生的路上，我们持守住我们这个永生的盼望，我们继续地去遵行主的心意，去将神的爱心，那份接纳人的心，接待人的心去行出来。
The scripture passage today places an important question before us, both as individuals and as a community of faith.
所以今天这篇经文给我们一个挑战，无论对我们个人一个挑战，或者我们整体作为一个教会一个挑战。
How is Jesus alive and present to us in our community and in our world?
到底在你今天的环境当中，在你的处身的团体当中，耶稣有几真有几活在当中呢？
Do we know clearly God's deep desire to be with us?
你有没有真的知道和相信耶稣真的很想跟你很亲近呢？
Human hearts experience a deep hunger and longing for God.
其实人的心里面常常都有一份的饥渴的。
As with the disciples and with us, this hunger and this longing are matters of the heart as well as matters of the faith.
其实我好似个门徒咁样，我哋心里边成日好多盼望、渴望去知道耶稣、亲近耶稣，而去明白我哋嘅信系信啲咩嘢。
Let our hearts catch fire and gradually burn within us when we read the scriptures.
但愿当我哋读神嘅话嗰时候，我哋能够经历到我哋嘅心系有种火热嘅感觉，同埋越嚟越火热。
Let us believe and recognize Christ's desire to be with us.
希望我哋相信同埋经历得到基督系真系与我哋同在嘅。
And let us recognize the stranger as the living Christ in our midst.
希望我哋就算透过我哋周围陌生嘅人都好，都睇见神嘅手喺我哋当中与我哋同在。
Let us take a moment now to be still and be attentive to this living presence of Jesus among us.
我哋试下用少少时间，而家静一静啊！你试下可唔可以感受得到呢个活生生嘅耶稣，其实喺你心里边呢？
And so I pray with you that you will have the courage to move from your experiences of loss and grief to return to that place where sorrow is and where God lives.
我会为你祈求，盼望你能够从你人生嘅低潮嘅时候，会继续喺人生路上行翻出嚟，同主耶稣一齐嘅同走。
And let us pray together.
我们一起祷告。
God of life, help us to have our hearts gradually burn within us as we gaze upon you, our Lord, our hope, and our life.
赐生命的神，我们来到你的面前，求你都继续在我们生命里面去燃点，让我们能够看到你是我们的盼望，你是我们的生命。
When doubt and despair fill us, stay with us, O Lord.
当我们里面有很多地方不明白，失望或者灰心的时候，求你提醒我们，你与我们同在。
When sadness or emptiness tempt us to believe that you are present, yet you are not present, fill us with your consoling presence.
当我们心里面难过、不开心、没心情的时候，我们忘记了你同在的时候，求你再一次给我们经历、感受你自己的同在。
Help us to see you in others, even in strangers.
求你帮我们透过我们周围的人，就算是陌生人都好，都能够看到你自己的手在我们中间工作。
Give us the courage to practice hope and hospitality.
求你给我们有勇气，继续的 去将你的爱去带给我们周围的人。
Lord, along the journey, help us to discover you in the breaking of the bread and of the word.
而在人生的路程上，每当我们去守你的圣餐，每当我们读你的话语的时候，求你都开我们的眼，让我们看见你更多，明你更多。
Be with us, Lord, as we journey in our Christian life, for we believe that you are light, our peace, and our faithful companion. Amen.
我们相信你是我们人生路上的光，你是我们的主，你是我们的生命，我们多谢你。我们的祷告是奉耶稣名祈求，阿门。多一些时间，大家你自己有没有什么想回应主、想同主讲的，给一两分钟你。